My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Sports Sunday, we're going Midwest here. Our poll question, I said what Midwest football team has the most pressure this season? Is it the Bears, the Packers, the Badgers, or the Cornhuskers? I want to start with those last two teams, the Badgers and the Cornhuskers. The reason I bring them up are for 2 separate reasons. The Badgers are going through like kind of an identity crisis here, because you brought up earlier in the show that what is Wisconsin known for? Defense, running the ball, having huge fat corn-fed linemen up front and just pounding the line of scrimmage all day long until you're tired, and having a Monte Ball or someone run for 200, 250 yards a game, right? Like, that is what they're known for. But now it's year 2 of Luke Fickell. And
the air raid.
Yes.
It's supposed to be the air raid.
And that's
Tanner Mordecai, and that didn't really pan out.
Yeah. And that's where I think it's this year I wanted to put them in there, is because watching the Badgers last year, I felt like they tried that for the first part of the year, and then they're like, all right, we're clearly not ready for this. Let's just go back to what we have the players for and continue to do that, and then we'll kind of approach this again next year. So, like, the Badgers, I think the over-under win total for them this year was 6.5, which, again, for a team going through like an offense identity switch, I understand, but I wonder, as Wisconsin fans, like, how long until, like, do you go through another season of that? And then it's like, all right, year 3, like, next year is the one. It's like, all right, we need to get to 9-10 wins. Because Wisconsin is known as being one of those thorn in the side Big Ten teams that it's like, we'll get an upset in Ohio State, Michigan, whoever, Penn State, and get 10 wins.
And typically win their side of the division,
yes,
and then losing the Big Ten championship to Ohio State by like 40. So
right.
It's like, that's kind of what it's been.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, like, that's where I look at them, and they are receiving the least votes in this poll question. So that's got to feel good as Wisconsin fans. Like, hey, I guess we have no pressure this year.
Yeah, I guess we'll take it and we'll see what happens. I mean, you got to get a win right away against Western Michigan and South Dakota.
Oh, Western Michigan, the Chippewas?
Western Michigan is the Broncos, I believe.
Who are the Chippewas? Oh, that's Central Michigan. Central Michigan.
Are we
Chippewas.
Right? Western is the Broncos?
Yes.
Can we get,
yes,
some confirmation?
That's right. They're they're black and gold, I want to say, are their colors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Western, are they Kalamazoo? I think they might be in Kalamazoo. I'm not sure.
So, again, like, Wisconsin, I would love to see the Luke Fickell air raid offense like work out. I would love to see that team like make that identity switch and work out, because it's something we've never seen in Wisconsin before.
Yeah, and it's way more fun to watch as well when there's some action. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was great to watch like Jonathan Taylor a couple of years back just like go for 200 plus yards on a regular basis. But to kind of throw the ball around would be nice to see. But we got another transfer quarterback coming from Miami, Van Dyke. So I don't know.
Is that for real?
Tyler Van Dyke. Yeah.
I didn't even look that up or see that ahead of time, that,
cause we had Tanner Mordecai who came from SMU, I believe.
Wow, Tyler Van Dyke is going to be this. Well, I don't know if he'll be the starter, but I mean, I would assume so going into camp that he is in the best position to be the starter for Wisconsin.
That's why he went there.
That is that is wild.
I'm assuming the coach said, hey, we're gonna keep this open for you.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that a lot of coaches tell players that too. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll be starter. Commit to us. We'll definitely start you. And then they get in camp and they're like, oh no, whoever wins this position, it's open to, you know, this position's completely open. You know, whoever performs best in training camp. But man, that's wild that that they're going to have Tyler Van Dyke there.
Good for Van Dyke getting out of Mario Cristobal's grasp, too. I mean, seriously, like, everybody's like, oh, he's a great quarterback. He is. And he, for two seasons, had to play under Mario.
Well, that's a
very unimaginative offensive mind.
Well, one of my buddies who I was going to have in here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, but he is a diehard Miami Hurricanes fan. And trying to get, like, a true, like, I say honest opinion, but he's one of those fans where he will tell you, like, oh yeah, Miami's gonna win the ACC and they'll probably go 12-1. And it's like, you don't actually believe that, do you? And he's like, why wouldn't I? And it's just like, dude, please stop. Like, I would love to actually get his opinion. Like, please tell me for real. Like, quit playing with me and yanking my chain, like, on the Miami Hurricanes. But again, this year with Wisconsin, the over under win total, I believe I saw it was at 6.5 for Wisconsin. Yes, 6.5 in Vegas. So, gosh, again, like, just seeing Wisconsin at this point with that record is a 6-6 or a 7-5. I mean, I would think that an 8-win season in Wisconsin this year, it'd be like, all right, I'm happy with that. I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, they got Alabama on the schedule this year. Obviously, the Big Ten's tough. They got, I mean, with the change in the Big Ten as well, I mean, you got USC, who I actually don't know much about now with, you know, we're probably going to get into talking a little bit about Caleb Williams here in a little bit. But then just the classic Big Ten teams, Penn State, you know, as long as we beat Minnesota and get the axe and, you know.
I want Paul Bunyan's axe, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
That is, again, that's crazy. Yeah, Alabama at Wisconsin at Camp Randall in week 3. That will be a fun game to watch. That's a 9 a.m. kick. And then the very next week, Wisconsin at USC. That is just bizarre as far as looking at Wisconsin's schedule, seeing those two games back to back.
And the Oregon game, November 16th, which is a day before my wife's birthday, which is the 17th. Yeah, it's interesting looking at the schedule.
So now I will, and then right after that Oregon game against Wisconsin, you will play at Nebraska. And Nebraska is the other team that's in this poll question because they, I don't know what hype is for Nebraska at this point because, I mean, they haven't been relevant for years.
I dropped Eric Crouch earlier. I was like, yeah. Isn't that the last time they were relevant was like Eric Crouch?
I think Bo Pelini had some good seasons after that. But as far as national prominence, yeah, Mr. Quarterback into wide receiver Eric Crouch, that would be correct.
Well, and at this moment in time on the poll question, they have the second most votes. They're at 32% as far as the Midwest football team that has the most
pressure. Are there a lot of Huskers in Portland?
Well, again, hey, Twitter X, you know, we reach the masses all over. Right?
I forget how social media works. It's
people
not like just
searching
like here.
Midwest or Nebraska, you know, this poll question show. I'm sure there are some people that are seeing this poll question that listen to the fan. They're like, why the hell should we care about the Midwest? Like, why? What the hell does this question have to do with anything? But again, because you were in, I wanted to go Midwest heavy today. But Nebraska.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
They are getting, again, I don't know if hype is the right word, because when you are used to winning 4 or 5 or 6 games a year, like, I feel that the Scott Frost years, they were extremely disappointing, and now this is year 2 of Matt Rhule, and then they get Dylan Raiola, who is one of the most coveted prospects over the last year. He was originally supposed to go to Georgia, decommits from there, now he's at Nebraska. They have an over-under win total projection of 7.5 games, and I've seen, I don't even know if, like, thinking that they are a real threat in the Big Ten, or it's just a matter of like, oh no, they should just be better than they normally are. Like, that is the quote unquote hype of Nebraska. It's like, oh well, they're not going to suck. I mean, they'll be formidable. They'll be decent enough. And is that, like, that's the expectations for Nebraska at this point? Like, winning 8 games to them is a successful season.
Well, they've been pretty irrelevant for a pretty long time. So I and sorry, Husker fans out there, but, yeah, I mean, they should beat UTEP, Northern Iowa.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
They have gone, this is their schedule, I'm not even kidding, since 2017, or their record since 2017. 2017, 4-8. 2018, 4-8. 2019, 5-7. The COVID year, 3-5. 2021, 3-9. 2022, 4-8. 2023, 5-7. They haven't had winning season since Mike Riley was there in 2016, for God's sakes. That might have been the year that they beat Oregon, when Oregon went to Nebraska in 2016 and they beat them then. I think that is the year that happened, in 2016. But dear God, I mean, you're going on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight losing seasons in Nebraska.
Never should have fired Bo. Never should have fired Bo Pelini, man. It's like, I get that there were some issues. Maybe he wasn't the nicest guy, but does nice matter in football?
He literally, Bo Pelini got you 7 straight years of at least 9 wins in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And then you go and have...
Title appearance.
Well, in the first year of Mike Riley, you went 6-7. So then that means, what is that? 8 of the last 9 seasons, you have had a losing record in Nebraska. So yeah, I guess when your over-under win total is set to 7.5, then yeah, hey, we have some hype this year. We have some hype this year that we might not actually suck. good for you, Cornhuskers. You might not be bad this year. I am excited to see Dylan Raiola, though. Because he was, I believe, the number 2 quarterback in his recruiting class. And when a kid leaves Georgia to go to Nebraska, they must be giving him some stock and some, like, corn farms out there or something like that. Like, the fact that he made that decision, they definitely ponied up some cash for that.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a fun game this year, that second game, September 7th, Colorado and Nebraska. It's kind of always been a little rivalry, but now we got Dion in, what, his second year? And...
yeah, that was one, I think a couple weeks ago, there was someone on Twitter I was going back and forth with, and I was like, I don't know what team to root for, like, or who I want to see that lose that game more, Colorado or Nebraska? Because again, the Nebraska hype, quote unquote hype this year, is just like baffling to me. But also, I would think, you know, when I really have to think about it, that I would want Nebraska to win that game over Colorado. Because Colorado is just, by the day, is becoming more and more insufferable with Dion and Shador and that entire team. So I'm gonna pull for Nebraska in that one, at least. But again, I just I'm intrigued to see how Nebraska's season goes in general. As far as, like, looking at their schedule, they'll have to go to Ohio State, they'll have to go to USC, they'll have to go to Iowa. I mean, it's not like too crazy of a schedule. Really, the toughest team that they will play is Ohio State, and then that game at Iowa, which will probably be like a 7-3 final score. But again, like looking at the schedule, I mean, I do understand why the over under is set at 7.5 because you're playing to start the year UTEP, Northern Iowa. Those should be a couple wins. I mean, you get Colorado and start the season 3-0, and then you play Illinois, Purdue, Rutgers, Indiana. I mean, that start of the season schedule wise is, you know, not pretty favorable for Nebraska.
I do wonder, though, and actually, you know, Jerry, good question for you. I know we're kind of getting close to the top of the hour, but with this travel now, I know that there's going to be student athletes that are, you know, going to be having different situations than they ever have with conferences aligning differently and cross-country trips. Do you know anybody that's like, as soon as this happened in the Big Ten, like, oh my gosh, Oregon, Wisconsin, like, I'm going to start putting this on my calendar now. I'm going to try to get out to Eugene. Are there people there from the Midwest that are now excited about coming out to the West Coast, or have you heard people excited to come there, vice versa? I've kind of wondered about that.
Yeah, I mean, at the bar, I mean, there's been people, you know, born and raised here in Oregon that are kind of excited to go to Madison, experience Camp Randall and the tailgating. Because, I mean, yeah, that's one thing. I mean, if we do anything right in the Midwest, it's tailgating. And one of my favorite experiences was, I forget how, what is it, 5, 6 years ago or so, when opening the season, Badgers, LSU at Lambeau Field.
Oh,
that was some of the best tailgating I've ever experienced, because you got all these people that travel from Baton Rouge up to Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're grilling brats and, you know, other Wisconsin types.
They're bringing deep fried chicken.
They are bringing, I mean, jambalaya. I mean, they're bringing everything up there, and they're tailgating with it, and everyone's getting along and having a good time. So, if anything, I mean, if you are an Oregon fan and or, you know, a Washington fan or whatnot, I would highly recommend heading to Madison in the coming years to get that experience, you know, tailgating and just the friendliness of everybody.
And it's going to be, I'm sure, just nice, balmy weather out there on November 16th in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah, it might be a little chilly.
Is there a club area in that stadium that I can kind of hang out in?
Stay warm in.
Yeah, exactly.
The Big Ten, obviously, we're keeping an eye on this. It's still so bizarre to say that, too, is that, like, we have to pay attention to the Big Ten out here. Like, it's, I don't know if it's going to hit until the season starts and conference play actually begins, because even seeing things like the Big Ten patch on Oregon's jerseys, it's just like, what?
Like, worlds are colliding. Yes. Like Costanza.
Yeah. It is wild.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.